Chapter 8. Well Suited. The carousel boutique was an absolute mess. Swatches of green fabric lay on every surface, and pieces of thread and ribbons littered the floor. Half-drunk cups of tea sat on the sewing table. But it was crunch time. Rarity paced around Rainbow Dash, deep in concentration. "Stretch your left wing out again, please, and stop moving around so much." Rainbow sighed and did as she was told. Standing still was the absolute worst.
"I don't see why you need to add anything to it," groaned Rainbow. "My Daring Do costume from Nightmare Night is totally fine as it is. In fact, I can't wait to wear this baby on my quest to recover the half-gilded horseshoe."
She looked at herself in the full-length mirror. With her green shirt and pith helmet on, Rainbow was the spitting image of her hero.
Well, almost.
"Because I insist," Rarity said, measuring the shirt again. "If you're not going to let any of us go with you, you have to at least let your friends help you prepare for your journey. You are seriously lacking in utility pockets." Rarity shook her head, shuddering. "Now there's a sentence I never thought I would say."
"You know, Rainbow," Applejack chimed in, "you can still change your mind about the whole thing. We'll all be ready to go with you in a jiffy. Just say the word."
Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Twilight nodded.
"Yeah, it'll be like a party," Pinkie Pie added. "But instead of streamers and balloons, there will be scary beasts and spiky hedges."
Pinkie stood up and waved her arms around like she was trying to scare them.
"And I'll bring cupcakes. There's always room for cupcakes."
"Thanks, guys," Rainbow replied. "But if I'm going to maintain my image as the fastest and bravest, I can't have a bunch of other ponies slowing me down. Nothing personal."
"Well, in that case, we better go over all my research on the spirit circle." Twilight used her horn to magically carry over a large stack of books. They landed in front of Rainbow with a thud. "I think you'll be interested in what I discovered."
"So let me get this straight," said Rainbow.
She was looking through one of the Daring Do books, hoping to memorize some more cool moves.
"The entrance to the spirit circle can be found by..."
Twilight sighed. They had been over this a few times already. She was trying to make sure Rainbow knew everything that Twilight had found regarding the spirit circle, but the Pegasus wasn't making it easy.
"By the dual stronghold, whatever that is, and is only visible once every 5 seasons, on the 7th day of the 3rd week of the year."
"That's so random," Rainbow said coolly, flipping a page in her book.
"It's tomorrow,"
Twilight shouted, pointing to the calendar on her wall.
"It's likely that whoever took the half-gilded horseshoe will be there, waiting for the entrance to appear."
"Well, I'll be ready, with the move that Daring Do used in the final scene of Book 4, the old switch and fly. This is going to be totally easy,"
Rainbow said, conjuring up an image in her mind. She pictured herself getting to the entrance of the spirit circle just in the nick of time. Then she would distract the half-gilded horseshoe thief with an awesome stunt, snatch the relic by switching it with an item of equal weight and size, and then zoom off to the sky to return it safely to Zecora, all before it was time for dinner. She would be miles above the thief by the time he noticed what had happened. No problem.
"Rainbow, don't forget the most important part," warned Twilight. "If whoever took the half-gilded horseshoe opens the entrance, the spirits will get out."
"Yeah, yeah," Rainbow Dash replied. She was already thinking of her homecoming party.
Maybe Mayor Mare would give her a medal.
Twilight came up close to Rainbow Dash and tried to look her in the eye.
"And if they do, they will be freed for another whole season. You have to make sure the entrance is closed. Don't let the spirits out."
"Yeah, yeah, got it,"
Rainbow answered mindlessly.
"Closed and stuff. It's all good."
But unfortunately, Rainbow Dash's head was still in the clouds.